А сега най-после имаме директна телефонна линия и с Маркус Гроскоф. Hey, Marcus, hello!
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Where are you actually at the moment?
I'm just at home, you know, but just for a couple of days, and I'm leaving to Finland doing interviews there, and then we get prepared for the next show in Karlsruhe. The tour life is coming up soon, you know.
Той в момента си се намира в къщи, но казва, скоро заминавам за Финландия, където ще давам интервюта. Освен това ще имаме концерт в Карлсруе и се готвим за следващите. Obviously, the idea to have you with us today is this forthcoming album of yours. And we already have a very good idea of the opening track, but please tell us, was it harder to make Straight Out of Hell than, if you compare it to Seven Sinners 2 years ago, let's say?
Well, it's a tough question, because each and every album is hard to do when you sit down and think about what can you do, what can you write. You don't have one single note written down, standing in front of, like, a whole record, then, which is full of notes, with the speed we're giving. But, you know, it's just like every album is kind of tough when you have nothing from the very beginning, from the scratch, you know.
Сега говорим с него.
It needs like time to develop ideas, and before you get sure, it's going to be a couple of songs which you like, you know. It's each and every album is very, very hard to make, even if they sound very different from each other, but it's never easy to do an album.
Yeah. It's not even coming easy with the years, or it's just the opposite. It's getting tougher.
Well, it's always the same. As I said, you sit there, you have nothing, but you know, in like three quarters of a year, you need to finish like the mixing and all that, and the songs are they need to be great somehow. It's just like, yeah, well, it's the same kind of pressure you put on yourself before you start, you know. Without knowing what's coming out of it.
По-трудно ли беше правенето на този нов албум, който предстои да излезе на 21 януари, Straight Outta Hell, в сравнение с, например, предишния, който излезе преди две години и половина, Seven Sinners? Той каза, не, винаги е много трудно, защото започваш примерно с три акорда, една-две песни, не знаеш целият процес как ще се развие, докъде ще те доведе. По-трудно ли е сега, отколкото в началото, или обратното, с годините става ли по-лесно? Еднакво трудно, защото, както казах, никога не знаеш докъде ще те отведе това. Well, the album is entitled Straight Outta Hell. I know that you guys have the moniker of Halloween, but in a way it reminds us to this very famous and probably the most successful album of all time, Bat Out of Hell, of Meatloaf. Is it by coincidence?
Well, I, of course I know this album. Of course it was one of my favorites back in time too, but we just didn't give a shit, you know. it's like very, very different from what he did. And the name, we thought the name was cool, so we didn't give a shit. I think there's nobody pissing on our legs because of this reason. And I hope and I hope Mr. Meatloaf is not going to be angry with us. I think he's a cool guy. He's not going to be disturbed by it.
Yeah. Всъщност албумът, който, както казахме, се казва Straight Out of Hell. Нали си спомняте най-успешният албум в историята на рок-н-рола, онзи стари от края на 70-те, на колосалния Meatloaf, се казва Bat Out of Hell. И това умишлено ли е търсено като асоциация или пък абсолютно случайно? Естествено, че знам този албум, каза Маркус, но всъщност не сме търсили никакъв паралел, получи се случайно. Не мисля, че Meatloaf ще ни се разсърди, пък и всъщност на нас не ни интересува дали всъщност има някаква връзка. Всъщност няма. I do remember now, like...
Just a big hello to Jim Steinman.
Yeah, много поздрави на продуцента Jim Steinman. Знаете, това е една много успешна търговска двойка в света на шоу-бизнеса. I do remember now, like, going back, searching within my archives, I do remember an interview that we did in 2007, and it was about having Candice Knight singing with you on one song back then. Do you have any guest appearances on this forthcoming new album, or is it just you?
No, there's no such guests on the album. We just kept it clear from guests this time.
Mm-hmm.
Our house was full.
Yeah.
We didn't have room for guests this time.
През 2007 сега като си гледах...
Yeah, we finished ourselves, so we couldn't really invite somebody.
Yeah. През 2007 сега като си гледах архивите тук, видях, че на практика сме правили едно интервю, говорихме специално за участието на жената на Ричи Блекмор. Нали знаете, тя беше в една песен, Candice Night. Дали имат гости сега в този албум? Не, не, не. Всичко направихме. Ние нямаше място за никой друг, каза Маркъс Гроскоп, подсмихвайки се. Те са такива хора с добро разстроение. But at the same time, there is a song... as a bonus track that features a Hammond organ, as I can see on the press release, which is dedicated to John Lord. So the question here is, who actually is playing that Hammond organ?
That was done by Matthias Ohm, the keyboard guy we always are using, you know, mm-hmm. just like he had the idea, because he's a really big Deep Purple fan, and I'm a Deep Purple fan, and so on, but it's just a little idea. The Hammond was there. And the way he played it was just like a little like John Lord, you know, that gave Mikey the idea, all right, if it is like this, we can always push it a little. And, well, for a big hello, you know, to John Lord and all Deep Purple and John Lord fans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really done on purpose, it just turned out like this, and we thought, well, why not giving him, you know, respect?
Yeah, some tribute to the late, great guy. Who did you say played it?
Матиас Ум.
Окей. Матиас Ум свири един Хамонд орган в едно парче, което е включено в този предстоящ нов албум. Всъщност това се прави с цел почит на вече покойния великан Джон Лорд от Deep Purple. Решихме да го направим просто така се роди абсолютно спонтанно, защото аз винаги съм бил, ние винаги сме били фенове на Deep Purple. Хамонд органът си беше там, така се и получи. Парчето се казва Burning Sun. But why did you leave it as a bonus track and not within the, well, let's say, official track listing?
Well, we have the actually record. It had his, the color of the record, so to say. The picture was already done.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it's cool to bring it out as a bonus track because we didn't want to change anything that we decided for good being on the record, you know, so we decided to bring it out in a different way,
mm-hmm.
which is also interesting, I guess.
Тази кавър, т.е. не тази кавър, вече и глупости, този бонус, Burning Sun, с участието, с изсвирването и тази партия на Хамонд, всъщност участва като бонус. Защо не я включихте в официалния траклист? Защото там има същата песен, без обаче Хамонда. Маркъс каза, защото всъщност картината вече беше готова. Бяхме завършили албума, бяхме абсолютно щастливи и не искахме нищо да променяме. Така или иначе, според мен така се получи по-добре. Well, yourself, as far as I remember, you were born in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
Are you what is your favorite football team? Is it the famous St. Pauli?
It's, well, I really actually not into football, you know, at all, but because I didn't have the time to do football all the time when I was younger, because I had to go out playing and rehearsing with bands and all that. No, but my sympathy would go for St. Pauli, you know. A lot of people I know, a lot of people I hang around, a lot of people I drink beer with, they all go to St. Pauli for some reason, you know, and so I guess...
Yeah, and the famous rapper band, of course.
I tend to be in that St. Pauli kind of corner.
Mm-hmm. Той, както знаем самия той, Маркъс, е роден в Хамбург. Това означава ли, че е фен на популярния футболен клуб от там, Санкт Паули? Маркъс каза, никога не съм се интересувал от футбол в интерес на истината. Нямах време, защото да цял живот групи и така нататък, но всъщност мои приятели естествено симпатизират на този отбор и на мен са ми симпатични, ако трябва да избера отбор, наистина е този. Actually, now I can see that in 2014... It's going to be 30 years of Halloween. There is
it's next, it's well...
Yeah, obviously, but...
In a couple of days, it will be next year.
Yeah, pretty much next year then. I know it is next year, but you Germans are very famous for good planning. So are you guys planning something special in terms of celebrating this, well, 30 years?
We're actually planning to stay healthy, to stay cool, and to be around, and to... still be around when we have like the 50th anniversary, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's a good plan. След всъщност година и няколко дни през 2014 на практика Хелоуин ще отпразнуват своя 30-ти юбилей. Планират ли? Знам, че всъщност има време до тогава, но, както му казах, вие германците сте популярни с това, че много добре планирате нещата напред. Ще има ли нещо специално по повод този фантастичен юбилей? Маркъс каза, всъщност това, което планираме да бъдем живи и здрави, за да можем да отбележим своя 50-ти юбилей, нещо, което е фантастично. This year actually is very good for German bands. Well, Accept got a brand new album. Most of the thrash veterans like Creator, etc. But what is interesting is, like, let's say Accept had dedicated the whole album to the Second World War. And now I can see that the second song on this forthcoming album of yours is dedicated to war as well. It's called World of War. So what is all about? Is it about Afghanistan or Iraq?
It's not really dedicated to war, you know. It's more dedicated to peace and freedom.
well, yes, sorry. Pigeon English.
Call it in dedication for war, you know.
Yeah, not
it's
tribute to
like
war.
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah. Well, you talk about war here. So, what war or war in general?
Well, war about. Let's say it like in this way. If I write songs, I very often try to write about, like, freedom and the freedom to say and to do what you want to do without having anybody to stop you from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the way I've been grown up in a democracy or something. But very often I found out, traveling all those years through all those nations, that it's not going to be like this everywhere around the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
So that's what inspires me to sing about freedom and all that.
Втората песен в албума се казва World of War. Тази отиваща си 2012 всъщност беше добра за германските групи. Дори всъщност не да не говорим за по-бруталните неща като Creator, но ето, че старите им приятели Accept издадоха нов албум, посветен на изцяло на Втората световна война и то на едни събития около Сталинград, а втората песен в новия албум на Хелоуин ще се казва World of War. Това песен посветена на войната ли? Той каза, не, тя не е посветена на войната, въпреки че се казва така, тя е посветена на мира. Всъщност всички песни от всичките тези години, в които се занимавам с музика, ако искам да посветя нещо, то е на свободата на човек да се изразява. Много пътувам наистина по света и съм виждал, че това е нещо изключително важно. Let's go back to the fact that in a year you gotta go like turning 30 years as a band. And you and Michael actually are the two original members in the band. What is the thing that keeps you both together?
I don't know. It's just like I personally like it to play with them because of that we come along very good, and there must be I like things. When I do things, I like them to be last forever, actually, which is not, you know, possible every time and with everything you're doing. But you know, I need it to be. If I start something, I like to create something for a lifetime and shit. You know, it might sound very romantic, but hanging out with Michael, it's just like, you know, I think we will do music for the rest of our lifetime together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really, really like, you know. It's just like you have somebody, you know, already what he's writing, what he expects from you for playing the bass or something and all that. It's very easy, you know. You talk a little and then, that's what you mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like easy. I like that. That kind of relationship probably keeps us together. It's like just like a big understanding.
Всъщност, да се върнем към това, че до година те ще празнуват своя 30-ти юбилей, до година имам преди 2014-та. Единствените останали оригинални членове на групата са той, нашия събеседник, басиста Маркъс Гроскоп, както и китаристът Майкъл Вайкат, с който говорихме преди 2 години. Какво е нещото, което ви задържа заедно всъщност? Маркъс каза, това, че всъщност се разбираме много добре. Факт е, че обичам да свиря с него и това, че обичам, може да звучи не много романтично, но неща, които правя, обичам да са такива, които да останат за цял живот. Ние сигурно ще свирим музика до края на живота си заедно, но всъщност в общи линии ние се разбираме дори и с затворени очи. You have a tour planned and I see that you coming back to Bulgaria on March 15 together with Gamma Ray. What memories do you have from Bulgaria? It should be a hell lot of.
Oh yeah, we've been there. We've been there. Like, we started playing Bulgari. We started playing your place like years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I loved it. I mean, going there is just nice. People are very, very emotional.
Okay.
And they go to shows and they really know how to, you know, welcome you.
How to dance?
Like, I like the food. I like the different brand of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you got like heavy food sometimes, which I like.
Okay.
And you got little schnapps.
Yeah.
I like. You got a lot of warm-hearted metal people over there. It's just like very emotional for me. It's nice. I like it.
I like
places like this, like home.
Mm-hmm. That is the concert.
Like being welcome at home, something somehow.
Следващият концерт на Хелоуин тук в София е на 15 март, заедно с Гамма Рей. Те да свирят за първи път, разбира се. Какво си спомня? Сигурно има страшно много спомени от България. Той каза, охо, ние свирим при вас от векове вече. Но всъщност, винаги се връщаме с огромно удоволствие в България, там при вас, защото има страшно много емоционални хора. Храната е фантастична, има и тези малки шнапсове, все едно, т.е. говори за ракия. Различни видове бира. Също така храната понякога е тежка, до това на мен ми харесва, а и много горещи хора, които знаят как да се държат на концерт, знаят как да ни посрещат, а и също така имат огромни сърца, карат ни да се чувстваме абсолютно у дома си. Two more questions to go. As we are having the In Excess week on Radio Changra Mega Rock here, as they decided to call it a day, and I remember on an interview several years ago, you said that you hate Adam and the Ants. Do you...
What do I hate?
Adam and the Ants. Remember Adam Ant and his band?
Oh, I hate them? No, I didn't really hate them.
Okay, so this is probably...
from my punk roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really found them very, very funny.
Okay.
Did I say I hate them?
No, well, yeah, I don't remember what interview was.
I was lying.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think?
I can't really remember because I always find him very, very funny when he was still there.
Mm-hmm.
So, is he still there around? No.
Oh, well, we're expecting his great comeback. But
not active.
No. What do you think of In Excess, though? Remember In Excess?
In Excess is a great band, you know. They have, like, a couple of tracks I really like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they decided to call it a day.
Of what they are doing, they are pretty, pretty good, I guess.
They're not playing anymore, unfortunately.
No, but you know what I mean. I mean,
yeah.
They've been very great at what they're doing at this time.
All right, so what are you doing for Christmas?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
I go and eat a lot of meat at my parents' house, and then a couple of days later I will be going out on the sea fishing a little, and then I got to rehearse for the tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so wish you great Christmas, great
right.
Rehearsals, and great tour, and we'll see you in Sofia. Thank you, man.
All right. We see you there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you.
Маркъс Гросхопф, басиста на Хелоуин, извинявам се, загледах се тук в нещо. Въпросът беше, в едно интервю беше казал преди много години, че да харесваш Адамант. Сега ние тук имаме седмица на In Excess, защото те се отказаха. Какво мислиш за тях? Така ли съм казал, че как аз съм с пънк корени? Знаете, че когато започва да свири в своята първа група, Маркус и неговите приятели тогава свират кавери на Рамонс и така нататък. Каза, ре, аз винаги съм го намирал за изключително забавен. Всъщност той в момента не прави музика, нали? А In Excess, харесвам някои от техните песни, въпреки че музиката е съвсем различна, нали? Те бяха изключително яка група и така де, това беше Маркус Гросхопф, едно много дълго интервю на живо по Радио Танграм Мегарок. Пряко от дома си се включи той. Ето е тази първа песен от новия албум на Батия.